Tefillah for Life, Shir 360, Monday, Parshas Toldos. We are analyzing the Tefillah of Mizmor Shir that Nusach Ashkenaz says before Baruch Shomar, and we explain that really the reason for Mizmor Shir is based on Nusach Sfard, on the Nusach of the Arizal, that the Arizal says it after Hoidu. But according to Nusach Ashkenaz that we say it before Hoidu, why would we say Mizmor Shir? And it's interesting because the Vilna Gaon holds that you do not say Mizmor Shir. And the reason why he didn't say it, the Talmidim explain, is like we said. Because according to Nusach Ashkenaz, there is no reason to say Mizmor Shir before Baruch Shomar. But the Mefarshim do explain why we say Mizmor Shir. And if we analyze them, Be'ezer Hashem will give us an understanding of what we are doing by Psukah de Zimra. The Aruch HaShulchan says the reason why we say Mizmor Shir is because Shlomo HaMelech said it when he brought the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he wasn't answered, he wasn't allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Gemara says in Shabbos, until he mentioned his father David. When he mentioned David HaMelech, he was allowed to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, because Psukei de Zimra are psukim that David HaMelech said, therefore we say this mizmar because this mizmar demonstrates the greatness of David HaMelech. That even though it seems from the psukim that David HaMelech did an aveira, but ultimately when Klal Yisrael wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, wanted to enter the Beis HaMikdash, they needed the schus of David HaMelech. So we mention Mizmor Shir to remind ourselves of that schus. And it's an amazing thing to think about. Because our entire Psukah de Zimra basically are Psukim from David HaMelech. One individual wrote Psukim that forever and ever we use in our tefillah. And we mentioned that in the Bracha of Baruch Shomar, like we'll explain. But apparently there's an emphasis on David HaMelech. David HaMelech was the one that composed most of the psukim that we say in Psukah de Zimra, and therefore we focus on David HaMelech when we begin Psukah de Zimra. And David HaMelech's greatness was primarily that he sacrificed his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was nothing in it for himself. He was a melech over Klal Yisrael, and his entire existence was to bring Kvod Shamayim into Klal Yisrael. So every word that he says personified Kvod Shamayim, personified being mevatel, negating our own personal desires for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Ratzon. And that's why when we begin tefillah, we say the praises that David HaMelech said. Those are real praises. Praises of self-negation. Praises of true relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.